the history of the location starts with the airport being established during the 30s, and a gentleman by the name of Forrest Beckett starting in Youngstown Airways during the 40s, just after the war, that later became Beckett Aviation. And the significance of that, at least with us, and with actually a lot of other locations through the country that became locations for Beckett Aviation, is that he was once revered as being the one of the largest FBO chains in the 50s and 60s. And also, basically, I consider him the grandfather of fractional ownership, because he was practicing those type of operations in the 50s. The company was acclaimed for being the largest operator of privately owned aircraft in the world, and I think at the time the fleet was about 55 aircraft. So when you think of the gravity of that back in the mid 50s and that many airplanes being operated, it was pretty substantial. What we are is the transformation over the years of the anchor location of Beckett Aviation to where we are today. Because we're in an area of the country that is right now not as not growing at the rate that other areas are, the operation has not grown in the capacity in which I believe it could in other parts of the country. We have very skilled people here. We have experts in a lot of different aircraft maintenance procedures and with different types of engines and avionics install work. And but it's home for us, and because of that, we're here and we're slugging out a living here. During the transition, Beckett sold in the early 80s to Chessie Systems, who actually took this this chain of, I believe, nine locations and tucked it into their transportation portfolio for 3 or 4 years, and then turned around and spun it off to a company called Aero Services International. During that period of time, Aero Services went through a lot of transformations and ended up spinning off their locations basically one at a time, and that's where we found the opportunity to buy this location. We've done that because we're a local family-owned business that decided that this would be the type of business that could help the community, and it was worth giving a shot at.